Hey, this is Shadow, and you're listening to world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And coming up, we're going to have Catscape, which is a cat talk show that Mr. Hendry allowed us to put here on his network. But first, I want to tell you about the Phil Hendry Show website merch store. You go there and get that mug. It shows Phil and the late Brea. So have some respect for the first time in your life, huh? Have some decency and respect. Maybe for the first time in your life, and buy the Phil and Brea mug, the coffee mug there in the merch store. You go to website, philhendryshow.com, and then you go and you look for the mug, okay? Right, Smokey?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's,
That's kind of what you do.
Okay, that's Thunder, and that's Smokey with me. We're going to be doing a talk show in a minute, but you don't sound like you're too sure.
Well, you go to the website and you, Danielle, you buy it.
You sound a lot like that Beans Halberstam.
I was going to say, you know, as I'm a big fan of the show, you sound a lot like Beans Halberstam.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, go to the website, go to the merch store. Quit fooling around with a copy there, Smokey, okay?
I'm putting everything together.
Go over to the website, go to the merch store, get that Brea and Phil mug. And, you know, out of decency and respect, and, you know, and we all love and respect Brea, and I never met her, but you met her, Thunder, right?
Yeah, she is pretty good. She is old.
She's old, yeah, I know she was old. All right, so that's philhendryshow.com. What's hanging around here, man? I feel like a real...
I think there's some humans hanging about, so we might have to go under the bed.
Yeah, we may have to go under the bed to finish this talk show, but we will. Coming up right here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Everybody, welcome to Catscape. This is the cat talk show hosted by cats, for cats, and the cats listen to it, but sometimes humans listen to it too.
Yeah.
Here's your host, Shadow.
Hey, how you doing? This is Shadow. I'm the host here at Catscape. We got the, that was the voice of Smokey. Smokey, how you been?
I'm pretty good. I feel very healthy. I feel good, you know?
You're eating good. You look good. And Thunder, how are you?
Hi. I feel good.
Well, good. I'm glad. You're the youngest one here, Thunder. How old are you, Thunder?
I'm 5.
Oh, you're 5. I'm 6. And Smokey, you just turned 7, right?
No, I turned 8.
You're 8, okay. Hey, and we were just talking about Brea the cat here in the pre-show. Brea, Thunder, you knew Brea. Tell us a little bit about Brea.
Well, she was an old lady. She had bowel disease. She had, they had to give her insulin.
Oh, she had diabetes, huh?
Yeah, cats come back from that.
Well, I remember Poncho did, but Brea didn't come back from it. And she was very old.
Now, she was 15?
She was 15 when she died, yeah. So Mr. Hendry... He had her put down. And
yeah, but you know, that's a good thing. I mean, but you know, who wants to live like that, right?
Hey, you don't want to live like if you're in pain or you don't know, your mind is gone, you know? I had an uncle, and God rest his soul, and knock wood and everything like that. But I had a very, very dear uncle.
That was your Uncle Misty, right?
Not as my Aunt Misty.
Sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your uncle was Lucky.
Yeah, it was my Uncle Lucky. And they had to put him down because he was old. He was crapping everywhere. If they start to, you know, when I say they, if your relatives, you see him crapping everywhere, you hope the human.
Yeah, we can only hope that our humans can figure it out because some of us have got dads and moms. Human dads and moms are real dumb. Let me tell you what. But we're not going to get too much into that tonight. We got a couple of things that we want to get squared away. One of the things we're going to talk about here that I think is very important here on Catscape, and what is going on with PetSmart. I call them Pet Dumb.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they changed the food and everything.
Now, Thunder, you have had experience with the new food from PetSmart. And where does your dad? Your dad's Phil Hendry. Where does he go?
Well, he goes to PetSmart and he goes to Petco.
Petco, yeah, there's another one. Petco started this stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah, you got to understand. I don't know, PetSmart still sells the goods like Friskies and everything.
Yeah, Friskies is great.
Well, yeah, I started eating Friskies.
I still eat Friskies.
Oh, so your people,
my mom and dad, they still go to... But let's talk here about Petco, because you, Thunder, you eat that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They have...
They got a flake or pate?
They got both. They got flake and pate, and it's tuna, and another one is...
All right, well,
Don't keep interrupting me. I want to get to your...
I'm sorry, but I think we could probably... Figure they do turkey, tuna.
Yeah, they do turkey. They do turkey. They do tuna. They do,
Well, they got turkey?
I just said that.
She said turkey and tuna.
Oh, no, chicken.
Yeah, turkey and tuna and chicken. Salmon, you know.
Salmon.
Yeah, salmon and, you know, and whitefish.
Oh, so they got everything that Frisky's has got. So what's the story here?
Well, the thing of it is they don't have no grain.
They don't have any grain. They have any fuller.
Fuller?
Filler.
Filler, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's my understanding. They don't have no grains. They don't have no fillers. I don't know, but you say it's good.
It's not bad, you know.
Yeah, the reports that are coming in, they're mixed as to what that is. But the whole thing, you got to understand with this pet dumb, is they're taking all the really, like the grains and the fillers, like good horse meat, you know.
Yeah, hey, I love the horse meat.
Oh.
Well, I love the horse meat.
Yeah, they don't have no horse meat no more. And, you know, it's very interesting what they're doing. So they say it's better for us, but time will tell.
Well, you know, I was licking myself the other day, and I noticed there was a very weird taste to the fur. And I was, you know, I was cleaning up down there, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm licking, and I'm going, what is that? And I thought it was something like, it smelled like, I don't know, it smelled like soy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're sneaking that in now.
They're sneaking meatless in? No. You can't do that to a cat.
But that's what they do with the grains. With the grains.
With the what?
She's talking about the grains. That's meatless.
Well, maybe that's what's going on with the Friskies then. Because that's what... See, my people are kind of stupid. But, I mean, they love me and they treat me good, but they're dumb as hell. And because I've seen them do some dumb stuff. You know, like they'll say, hey, let's go walk the cat. And I'll say, that ain't going to happen today. And, you know, they go, okay. They try to put a leash on me. Anybody trying to do that to you?
Yeah. Well, no, not me, but they tried to put one on Poncho.
Now, Poncho was the other cat you had, right?
Yes, the other cat. Me?
I mean, your owner.
Yeah, Mr. Henry had Poncho.
Yeah, so what did they do?
Well, they tried to put a leash on Poncho, but Poncho just went, like, under the car.
Went under the car, yeah. That's the move, right?
It's always under the car is the best move.
When you're outdoors, always remember that. I don't think I have to tell the old-timers this, but the best move, when your human is being really dumb, the best move's under the car. Now, I know a lot of yous are outdoor cats, some of you are indoor. I'm an indoor cat, but I still got my claws.
No, well, if you're an outdoor cat and you got no claws, then you better get indoors, man.
Yeah, get under the car.
Get under the car.
But I thought I heard a dog bark.
No, it's your imaginario wigging out and everything.
Be afraid of a dog.
I'm not afraid of any dog, okay? The thing that I'm afraid of is the dog gets so afraid of me that he, you know...
That a lot of dogs are dumb like that.
Right. All right, so let me get the glasses on here and see what we got. So first up, yeah, so we're talking about Pet Dumb and Petco. Have we got any, and then we have a very special treat for you coming up. From Bakersfield, California, we're talking to Tara, who is the cat.
Oh, that's a great, that she went after that dog.
Yeah, she went after that dog, remember that?
With that dog, with the little boy?
With the little boy, yeah. So we're going to talk to her, and then we also have our caller segment tonight is How Dumb Are Dogs? Make sure you get the lines in there. 555-CAT, 555-CAT. How dumb are dogs? Give us your story, and we'll be giving away a fresh bag of Stewart's catnip. Stewart's catnip, always the best there in Flockaville, California. All of that ahead here on Catscape tonight. And I am your host, I'm Shadow. And, of course, with me is a very, very friendly little Thunder here. And
hi.
And also, we got Smokey over here.
Hey, everybody.
We'll be right back here on Catscape. Catscape with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. All right, so let's get this the caller segment going here at 555-CAT. That's 555-CAT. Now, what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about our question of the day. How dumb are dogs? If you've got your dumb dog story, line them up, get them up. And let me talk to our phone screener in there. Who do we got in there?
Got Sassy.
Sassy. Hey, Sassy. Screen them calls good, okay? All right. This is Shadow and Smokey.
Yeah, let's go to our first phone call here tonight. Coming from Denver, Colorado, and this is Sam. Hey, Sam, welcome. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey, so Sam, what do you got? How dumb are dogs?
Hey.
Hey, by the way, where are you?
I'm in an alley right next to where they... This is a place like a laundromat or something.
Do you live no place?
Yeah, I live down the street, but everybody feeds me on the street, see? So I come out, you know...
Okay, so what's your dumb dog story?
This dog that I know, right? And I'll sit there and I look through the slats in the fence that we have around the backyard, right?
This is fine. I've done this too.
What?
Don't worry about it. It's Thunder.
I've done it too, though. I know what Thunder's talking about.
All right. Well, can I?
Go ahead. Talk about it.
Yeah. So I looked through the slats in the fence, and when the dog catches me staring at him, man, he goes nuts.
Now, is this a dog here, like a backyard neighbor dog?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's the best kind, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful. And he sees my eyes. All he can see are the eyes. Man, if you get a dog to fixate on your eyes, that dog will bark and go ape, roll around on the ground, barking, jumping up and down, like they have. Man, I swear to God. And this went on for about 15 minutes till the owner comes out and goes, shut up, hey, you know, all this stuff, and brought him in the house. So... that's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, them dogs, they fall for that all the time, don't they?
Yeah, tell me about it. You know, it's...
All right, thanks a lot. That was Sam. Thanks a lot, Sam.
You got it.
All right, this is Sam. And we're asking tonight for your How Dumb Are Dog Stories. Who's on the phone tonight?
Got Sam on the phone, right? Sam?
All right, Sam, what do we got up? Okay, great, thanks. This is Patch. Hey, Patch, welcome here to Catscape. And tell me, how dumb are dogs?
Dogs are very dumb, and... First of all, I want to say one thing. I love the new panel setup. Thunder, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And Smokey, you know I got you back.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And Shadow, always great.
Thanks, pal.
So, dogs are so stupid. Jesus.
All right, well, calm down.
I know, it's just, they're so stupid, man. Like, one time, this dog, and then a dog, it ran away. I think it got run over by a milk truck or something. But anyway...
you know, that's terrible for if a dog or a cat. You know, we don't want to be laughing about that.
I'm not laughing. I'm saying the dog was dumb. But so the dog's dishes there, and they were feeding this dog off of the table like meatloaf, right? So I go over when the dog ain't looking. I eat half the meatloaf. Then I pretend like I'm asleep.
Oh, that's a beautiful move right there.
I done that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful move.
Yeah, and but you the dog, shit, what happened to my food, huh?
Oh, yeah, the dog comes over and says, hold on, what do you want? No, the rubber mouse is over to my wife. The dog comes over and says, what happened to my food, right? And he looks at me and says, well, it can't be the cat. He's asleep.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. All I had to do was close my eyes. I'm like, you know, laying there just purr. Oh, baby.
It's amazing how dumb they can be.
Yeah, I did that one time with a dog. This dog was really nosy. It was a Chihuahua dog.
The Chihuahuas are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but I ate some of the Chihuahua food. He's all going, and then he looked at me, and he even woke me up, and he's like, did you eat my food? I go, no, I was asleep, you dumb fish.
But anyway, I love the new format, and everybody be well.
All right. Thanks a lot there, buddy. That was... Was that Max? I don't know who the hell it was. Sam or Max or somebody. I think it was either Sam's answering the phones. Maybe it was Max. I got to remember the names of these people. You got to put the names on the screen there, Sam. Oh, you're not Sam. Who are you? Oh, you're Tigger. Tigger. Jeez. Hey, Princess. Princess is actually up behind a circus tent in Oroville, Florida. Princess, don't you live no place?
Oh, yes. Of course I do. But I wanted to check in on this question about how dumb are dogs. Because as we all know, dogs are the most overrated...
And that's the truth. I was seeing our guy the other day. Yeah, they're very overrated.
Most overrated animal on earth. This dog standing watch over a cache of freshly caught and freshly filleted fish that was about to go into a freezer.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. Now, don't you know that if you're a dog and you have all that fish, what's the one animal, you know?
Yeah, but were you? How far away was you?
I was close enough. I ran in through a grate in the fence, grabbed two fillet, and I was through that fence before this dumbass...
You're kidding.
No, two fillet, two big fat white fish fillets before this dumbass dog. It was a beautiful moment.
That's so bad. One time I did the same thing. I grabbed a chicken leg.
Yeah. Do you ever have a human come home with, like, the chicken?
Yeah, they come home from Popeye's or...
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah. And they sit there like a dumbass. You go right up between their legs, you can grab one of them chicken legs. They don't even know, you know.
Yeah, but you have to be careful with the chicken because of the bones.
Aye, the bones, you know.
That's an old wives' tale.
The bullshit.
Hey, watch the language, okay? Gonna have to dump out of her. Well, she's talking about the bones, but every cat knows now. I mean, that was back in the old days, you know. Yeah, back in the old days, we didn't know jack about chicken bones. Yeah, sure. We know about chicken bones now. All right, so how dumb are dogs? Our caller segment 555 cat. 555 cat. And we'll be right back here on the Catscape Show, and then coming up, a very special interview here with Tara, the cat what saved that kid in 2014 in Bakersfield. Remember what?
The little dog.
Yeah, the dog that bit that kid. So I'm Shadow. I got Smokey over here, and we got Thunder, and we'll be right back. This is Catscape here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Hi, I'm Simba. I'm a blue-haired Burmese, and I'm here to ask your help in getting rid of all these cat and dog videos that are on YouTube and Twitter. You know the ones. We've got a bag that's been put on our head, and they're laughing, or we get our head stuck in some shoebox, and we can't get it out. It's very distressing, and it causes us a great deal of panic, and meanwhile, there's the stupid human with the camera. We'd like your help. All you do is, if you're in a home with a dog, go up to the dog, and while he's sleeping, bite him on his ass. Bite him right on the tail. He'll jump up in the air and go, woo, all kinds of crazy things. The people will think the dog's nuts. And the next thing you know, they'll forget all about videoing the cat with his head stuck in something. They'll worry about the dog flipping his lid. Drive a dog crazy and save cats from cat videos. I'm Simba. Thanks for the help. And now, more from Catscape. Here is Shadow. All right, thanks a lot. It's Shadow with Smokey and Thunder, and we have a very special guest we're going to bring on right now. You heard in 2014 in Bakersfield, California, a cat by the name of Tara saved a little boy who was getting bitted by a dog and chased the dog off and became a big hero. They even had Tara on a Rose Parade float.
Are you kidding me or something?
Would I kid you?
Yeah, they did. They had her on a float and everything.
Right, they had the kid, too. His name was... Jeremy Triantafilio.
Triantafilio.
Yeah, whatever you say.
At least I took a shot.
All right, well, anyway, and his mom and dad was whoever they were, and they had a thing on video, see? So what happened was...
It went viral and everything.
It was all over the world.
It sure was. So we want to get Tara on here. This is a very, very special lady, and we're very, very proud to have her on Catscape here. And you're in the backyard there at the house over there, huh, Tara?
Oh, yes, I am. And, this is wonderful. I'm so proud to be with you, and thank you for asking me to come on the program.
Well, you must have had a lot of people, Tara, asking you about coming on their shows.
Oh, in the beginning, it was a big thing. It was in all the newspapers and all the, Maury Povich, had all the ones that I watch.
You watch a lot of afternoon TV?
Yeah, Maury Povich, used to watch Maury Povich.
Whoever it was, I forget. I don't know, The View, but, Jeremy was very proud. He would grab me. I'd be out back looking at a snail, and the next thing you know, I'm being lifted up and hoisted, and there's people with TV cameras.
So they were coming to the house?
Oh, they come to the house, yeah.
So what did you do? How did that start out? Did you see the dog?
Well, I did see the dog, honey. What happened was, I'm on the stoop. I've told the story so many times.
Yeah, we're sorry to have to...
No, it's okay. I mean, I've told the story, but no one understands because it was to humans on this show.
Yeah, I figure you are talking to other cats.
Sure. I bet you I make myself clearer than that guy, huh?
Hey, Smokey's good, but he ain't that good.
No, I'm trying to, back you up.
No, I know, Smokey. Thank you. Well, what happened was this, Thunder and everyone. I'm there on the stoop, minding my own business. I'm staring at a bug that looked at a couple of potato bugs that I was looking at, and there was a fly. And then I see out of the corner of my eye this dog from next door. And I'd had words with this thing. I could smell it a mile away, and I told it. I said, we can smell your urine. And the dog was like, what are you going to do about it? This real attitude on this thing.
So the dog was just urinating. Well, that's what dogs do.
Right, but usually you're supposed to take your dog out, and that's what they say to the humans, and walk him somewhere far away. I could smell urine. It was a real mess. So I said, boy, I'm glad I don't live over where you live, because you stink. I said, you stink like an open sewer. And he gave me a bunch of four-letter words. And I said, okay, well, whatever. So I went back to my house, and I'm minding my own business. Next thing I see this guy, big as life, bigger than hell, and I said, the balls on this guy comes out.
Dice comes right out of the backyard there.
Was the gate open?
The gate must have been open. I said, well, look at the bigger than life. There's the dog. So I keep an eye on this sumbitch because I'm thinking, well, you know.
You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know what he's going to do.
No, you don't know what he's going to do. And sure enough, right around the back end of the car, now Jeremy's right in front of me now, so I'm figuring I know what's going to happen here. I'm looking at the kid. I'm looking at the dog. I look at the kid. First thing, bang, hits the kid's leg. Man, I'm off that stoop like a shot.
Now, we had the video, and I wish people could see the video. You want to try to get the video on it?
Yeah, you can get the video up.
All right. Terry, you can see the video, right?
Well, yeah, you guys got me on the two-way or something. I don't know who set this thing up.
It was probably our engineer, Max. So hold on for a minute. Let me just get that, because for the folks at home who did not never... Excuse me, I'm a little bit nervous talking to a legend like you, Tara, to the folks.
Oh, you're very kind.
No, no. The folks at home who did not see, nor had they ever not seen. I got the video. Can you see that, Tara?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
That's the one there, the hero cat saves boy.
Yeah, that's what they called me.
All right, now hold on for a minute. We'll get this. I got to expand the screen, do all kinds of stuff. But you see the dog there. Now, this is on whatever this is. Is this YouTube or something?
Yeah, they mostly have it on YouTube. This is called Daily Motion.
Daily Motion, okay. Now, check this out. My cat saved my son.
Oh, yeah, there it is right there. Now, you see the boy, and minding his own. I'm up on the stoop.
Now, you're on the stoop at this point, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, out of frame.
Out of frame?
I'm out of the frame. Now, you'll see the... Here he is right here, this son of a bitch. Look at him. And I told him, I said, not here, but I had said, I hope I don't see you out... On the outside, he said, yeah, you and what cat army. Now, here's Liz, right here. Bang, I'm off. Right, I came right off there.
A little bit of a delay.
Well, I couldn't believe my eyes, for Christ's sakes, right? You see that? I chased him around the ass end of the car. Then I turned back and went under the car to see how the boy was. And I saw that the human was not chasing the dog away. And then I followed Jeremy up under the stoop.
All right, so you waited for the human.
I waited for the human. And you can see, thankfully, it wasn't worse. But there's the bite.
No, when you wait for the human, what do you?
Because I see the human's bigger and it's gonna, you know, come on down with a baseball bat. So I don't know what he was gonna do, but I'm very grateful that, you know, it's, what is that? There's a whole bunch of other stuff there.
I don't know what that. That's a goddamn steer. Look at it. Oh, it's a steer bugging a cat.
Oh, you know something? Let me tell you that. Let me tell these people out there. If you think it's funny to bug a cat with another animal, you know, like, oh, man.
So then what happened?
Well, then I went back to the studio. I didn't have any experience with television. Yet. And the next thing I know, the kids come out. Everybody's picking me up, putting me on the couch. And here comes all the local channel 71 or whatever. There's a guy that I like to watch, Bud Brubaker, on channel 71 in Bakersfield with the big grinning teeth. And he's, yeah, you know, and he's offering me all kinds of cat treats and catnip. God.
Well, that catnip, yeah, you gotta watch the catnip, man. You'd be out for, like, days.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but I was hungover, and I was into catnip for a week, and I'm like, yee-hee, shit.
Hey, Tara, we just want to say we're very proud to know you, and you proved that cats, you know, cats bring it.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about cattle bring it. Mess with a cat, and I know we're not big, and I've seen a lot of our... I've seen a lot of our kind go down because we're just small. And so a human, a lot of these sadistic sons of bitches can hurt us and kill us because we're just small. But, you know, we go down fighting. And any human, if they want to get close enough, you can take an eyeball out.
Yeah, I know. But we don't want people to have these bad ideas about cats.
I know, because they're dumb. But, you know, as I heard your segment, by the way, How Dumb Are Dogs?
Yeah, have you got a How Dumb Are Dogs story?
Yeah. This next-door neighbor dog, okay, was out there when this is before we had our encounter. And I said, it smells like piss around, you know, it smells like piss around here. And the dogs, yeah, so what of it? So I went down to the back of the fence, and I said, look at this. There's a big hole in the fence. Well, I wish it was on my side because I could go through. He says, what are you talking? I said, there's a hole right under the fence there. And he says, where? I said, right under the fence there. Can't you see it? Well, I had taken a huge dump right in that spot. And he nosed in there, got his nose just filled with cat dump. And I went, hee, 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 hee. And he's like, he cursing up a blue streak, tried to chase me. And then he ran right into the fence and fell.
So you took a dump. He said, right where you took the dump?
Yeah, you told him there was a hole?
Yeah, I said, there's a hole in the fence. Shoves his nose in it. And I mean, he went nose first. And then tried to chase me and ran right into the fence because I got underneath it. That's the kind of dumbass
Yeah, a lot of dogs are dumb like that, but the people think they blame the cat because they think the cat taunted him.
Oh, yeah, I hear that bullshit.
Okay, well, look, Tara, thanks a lot for being our special guest here on Catscape. And the cat's everywhere. You're a big hero. Not because you saved the kid. I care, you know.
Well, we got to say we care about the kid, and we do, you know.
But I like the fact you knocked this dog on its ass.
Yeah, dogs, my video, my dogs are dumb. Video should just be me knocking that dog on its ass, not because it's a dumb move by the dog, but he should have gotten to know me, because he had given me a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he'd already had words with you.
Yeah, he'd give me, and I said, you bring it any day, I said, twice on Sunday. I said, because I go natural, you know, I'll bring a baseball bat.
Yeah, it's these guys, the dogs.
Dogs think they're better than they are.
Dogs, yeah, they think they're...
All right, well, listen, Tara, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And there's Tara, the dog. I mean, the cat. Almost insulted her.
Almost? You did insult her.
Well, she knows I'm... It was a faux pas, as they like to say in the world of whatever the hell they say in language. So, Tara, thank you very, very much. That was outstanding. And we thank her for her contribution to the world of making cats look really great. Because, you know, sometimes we look like douchebags, and we don't mean to, but...
Yeah, a lot of time people say a cat's a douchebag, but we ain't, you know?
No, we're not. We're good people. Just don't piss us off.
Yeah, don't, and make sure you feed us.
Yeah, make sure you feed us. That's very nice, kid. Okay. This has been Catscape, and I'm Shadow.
I'm Smokey.
I'm Thunder.
And great to have you with us here on Catscape. Remember to tune in. All your local, we're on public access in Louisville, Kentucky now. And so you want to check us out there. And also we're on brand new affiliate, Channel 9, KLKLAAAAA, and that is in the great city of Eureka, California.
This has been Catscape with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. Brought to you by
Pet Dumb. Go to Pet Dumb. Don't go to PetSmart. Go to Pet Dumb because they still sell that great Friskies food.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Catscape is a presentation of The Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. That was something, though, huh?
That's son of a bitch. He didn't know what hit him. Beautiful.